once upon a some time. When the moon is tenderest and frustration boils hot, I can't seem to find my typical above the rot. And fruited plains, anti-subliminal, survival module I got seems toil, misplaced it, or I dropped all my better virtues, judgment and graces. Earshot displaces that distorted social purve and embraces. Hatred's eerie clamor is the crimson blur, fires impulse throughout my manner and disturbs the civil lobe till rage stammers through skin, teeth, and morality's begrudging hold upon a causally clenched cold heap of moments, circumstantially wrenched from all iotas and proponents of commodious living, incensed, afraid, restraint begins giving nature and logic to indeed sense and self to some things bidding yes your excellence. Grinning, speak, save for sinning while burning homage reeks of sacrifice will, sitting all a smolder I feel the frigid urge to kill merely for will ill still all part of the full experience says the little man inside my delirium.
Saved at last.
Alas, upon hearing him and the poison inside he I snap with a malice unrivaled by intent as that blessed demon leaps forth unpent to flame and bent about the purging of each and every blasphemer meant to pay for the way grace went. So put belief and glory inward or relent to the centennial ceremonial master sacrament. Sacrament. Consequence, not a single infidel is innocent. In fact, a solemn few have truly lent a voluntary granule of goodwill unto deliver ends of all unworthy earthly nil through reverence, acknowledgments, deepest, darkest chasm, forever swallowing the fiendish heart pressed action, drug from desire's path and oblivion's intestinal tract. Must I spell it out in passion? This is a ceremonial act. Suggesting power of a greater maxim, tribute to the help and answers we justly lack. So stop asking and don't rap either. Give all that's putrid, lowly and hollow a breather. I prayed you'd be a enlightened heathen pawn or breeder, my meager little mark conceder of all powerful spoken word. Your captivating silence has now been heard. So grovel, the open ones come to preserve this tranquil everything born of our faith and converge mortality instincts and mind states into one eternal radiant surge of human race. Yet no acclaimed prophet would be so base. Thus I'm forced to face the full circle of shame salvage simply takes to bring forth devotion. Hence with imperfections, bittersweet taste, I set inspired carnage in motion. Existing no more is yours, passive hope coaxing as I revert to the physical brutality of forehead unsloping until pain's transcended with flesh time and mics cast token. Fear is commended while I ravage the unwoken energies once extended in the frail groping life tended fell form of an appendage. You let's say, dynamically dismembered until all that unfocused vigor's rendered imperceptible. Your solely soul in stumps, suspended in solace, susceptible to countless tortures, polished testicles, new world orders, and all that's metric will only hasten the inevitable cleansing. So enjoy it, heretic. You've seen the seer sick, fledgling. It's that old pagan shit with a characteristic lyricist esque uplift twist of avant garde bliss, animating what they depict as otherwise brisk, unyielding wisps of a cathartic mist. Ah, from someone's God's ears unto the artist's lips. Your enlightenment's my ardent wish. This way of life is everyone's gift.